There he is.
Oh.
Oh. Fun dad's here.
Fun dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a fun shirt and a haircut. I look like I work for the NSA.
You look nice today.
California King.
I was, I'm sure you guys have go to bed routines, and I don't know if you're the last person in the house traditionally go to sleep. I am.
Oh, definitely.
And so are you at, yeah, I see you as a walk through the house and turn off the lights and check that the doors are locked kind of guy.
It's great for my work in infrastructure and operations, and also I can drink. And then I wake up at 5 and teppanyaki videos are still playing. And I go, but also the operational part is very important. Do you have a ritual, Scott? Do you have like a checklist of things you go through at night?
I don't know if I have a checklist so much as I have a routine. And it's, you know, it's one that I have stuck with for a while. I'm walking around the house. And at one point in the night, there's a time when I walk from what's basically the front of the house to the back of the house in the dark. And usually I'll use the light of my phone and guide my way. This time I was holding something that I was taking back to my bedroom, so I didn't have any light. And I just, boy, did I stub. I don't know if stub is the right word. Shear? Did I shear my toe? There was shear. Let's just say I'm a person who used to have the normal number of toenails.
Oh, no. Oh,
did it come right off?
No.
Did you do a Joyce Carol Oates?
Yeah. It is, and let me tell you, if people don't want to hear your dreams, they definitely don't want to hear how you lost a toenail. Yeah, so I've been limping all week. Mm-hmm. Is a long way of saying that. Yeah,
there's so many things that we have to give up in life as we age and as we become more frail. And I think it's time we all start to realize one of those things must be ambition. All ambition must be abandoned, because ambition requires planning. Ambition requires hope. And so the thing is, I have to relearn that lesson a lot. So like one of my challenges is that we live in a house with stairs and I mean to go through the front door, and I get it, 'cause you know, I'm also a garbage dad. I got to do all those kinds of things.
Sure,
and
sure.
I get a little ambitious with too many Amazon boxes, and then I'm like the raccoon with his paw stuck in the trap. I'm sort of like, and then my croc catches on the edge of the stairs.
Why do I see this? Why do I see this animated by Hayao Miyazaki?
Oh, daddy loves ham. It's ambition, boy. That's a young man's game.
That's another one of those late night things that you should just reserve for the morning.
Did you ever do that thing, Merlin, where you take a lot of boxes to the recycling bin and they're sticking out too high, you can't close the lid, so you get on top, you have to climb up, get on top and sort of do a jump. You jump too hard, the lid closes on you, you end up spending the next two nights in there.
Oh, no.
Before that they can finally find you.
This is the trash of Amontillado. We do have a lot of recycling, and we continue to live with the charade that the things are actually still being recycled. They're not. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But we do need that extra space, because they give you the jokey size black garbage can for, you know, the stuff for the dump.
That's right.
And then you got the novelty size big blue one for the recycling. And I, like all dads, I suffer. The people in the house, if they take a box down, which they don't, but if they do take a box down, they're like an untrained AI or like one of those Boston Dynamics dogs or something. Like they pick up the lid. Take box and
they
put
just
box
drop
in.
It in.
And it's like, well, you're paying for air. So what daddy has to do is, we used to keep a cooler stored outside next to the big blue recycling. I get onto the cooler. Remember, now I'm wearing Crocs. I open the lid. I step inside the garbage can and I do.
Oh, like you're, yeah, it's like for grapes, but for garbage.
They're trash grapes.
Is that
Pruno? I don't like doing it. The only thing worse than doing it is not doing it. Like Oscar Wilde said, which is like, if it isn't taken care of, I still have to take care of it. You know, it's like Michael Stipe says, you know, when you throw something away, where is away? Well, wherever dad takes it eventually, I guess.
Yeah.
It's, Adam, do you struggle with these things? The night falls, toe shears, Croc grabs, box nabbers. Do you suffer from these things?
Maybe a year and a half ago, I was doing what Scott was describing, night walking around the house to go get steal some candy from the cupboard, which is what that's my version.
Candy boy.
I'm the good candy boy.
I'm candy dad. Around 1 a.m., I turn into candy dad. Like, fuck it, I deserve it.
I like that you're the opposite of a werewolf or a Mr. Hyde. You get nice when everyone else is asleep. That's when you roam the halls.
Just like
the yelling stops, the kids are asleep, and I just eat candy joyfully by myself, unwrapping each little
classic.
Anyway, so I went to get candy. We have a little wine fridge at the end of the kitchen, and I aggressively, as though I were winding up to kick a football while walking, I kicked this wine fridge with my pinky toe and full on bent that shit like this. Then I was like, that hurts and looks very weird, and I think maybe it's not right. And then it turned out not to be right. I had surgery on the toe. They stuck a metal 2-inch
bamboo, like a
maybe
metal
I'm
bamboo.
Exaggerating. Yeah, they stuck a pin in it for about 6 weeks to make sure it was straight. I ended up watching. I felt like it's probably healed by now. I ended up watching YouTube videos about how to remove the metal pin from your own toe with pliers. Oh. Turns out it's fairly easy, which I did. I shot a video of it. I just went to my photos app on the phone and searched foot video, but that apparently didn't work.
There were 4,000 things.
Yeah, Adam Lissagor net worth foot video.
Adam Lissagor wife toe pliers.
Oh my God! Wow.
Are you on WikiFeet, Adam? Have you ever checked? Did you ever see if you're on WikiFeet?
No, is that yes? No.
It used to be, I think they changed it at some point, but you obviously know the joke as well as I do, which is no matter what name you put in, time was they wanted to show you their feet. And I don't know. Is that a cell phone on me? Because I don't consider myself a foot person, but like it's sort of like, you know, when Eric Trump goes, look at all these results about how great my dad is. You're like, well, that's your algorithm, not mine. That's your journey. I've heard things about people trying to do home medical things. I think probably next to various kinds of maritime adventures, I think one of the greatest opportunities today might be in various kinds of home medicaments and things that you can do for yourself. So you sat through other people's toes being pliered? I don't know if I could do that. You're a student, but I don't know if I could sit through that.
It's pretty fun. Like, I don't like watching grotesqueries. I don't enjoy horror movies. I don't like, you know, torture porn type stuff at all, because I have a high degree of like sensitivity or empathy. Mm-hmm. But
that's why we love you.
Well, no, it's just meaning that if I see a character getting their fingernails ripped out on screen, just like, you know,
it gives you real pain.
You have the same thing, guys. Yeah, sure. Come on.
Yeah.
But for some reason, because I was in a larger amount of discomfort or pain having a metal fucking rod in my toe, and I didn't mind watching like sort of educational videos, tutorials,
trade-offs.
On moving
okay.
I'll tell you. Yeah, you know, in terms of niche value, those very specific how-to videos are some of the most amazing things you can find on the internet. There's five
for everything, and the more obscure it gets, there's still five. Like, you can still find, and they're all terrible. I love the ones that are like 9 seconds long, and they're like, take the screwdriver the size of a dime to turn the regulator on your fridge freezer. Please remember to like and subscribe. When you see a video for pulling wires out of your feet with pliers, I've noticed a thing on YouTube. I'm kind of a student of this. I'm very interested in, I don't know how they do this, but how you get the thumbnail image that, I guess, entices people. It seems like there might be a certain thing to it. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people doing this. while they're looking at a turkey leg or something.
Do
you remember the foot video? Do you remember what the foot video was? Was someone going, like, pulling off a toe and like...
I could find it. I'll find
it. No, it's so important you don't. This is why I won't Google micropenis. I want to know what a micropenis is, but I refuse to see what it looks like.
You know, all you have to do is come out and ask me.
It's like trying to find out who's on a season of Survivor. It's the worst.
Yeah,
But I mean, the point being, we could hypothetically, if we wanted to game some sort of an algo, we could slap an image on a thumbnail for us and I'll just have like sort of a facial reaction to it. And then possibly that might entice our audience to.
We could workshop. Scott, I don't know about you. I feel like it has to be Adam. I just don't know what he's aghast at looking at. Right. We could workshop with all three of us, but Adam looking at it like a medieval fair turkey leg for some reason comes to mind.
There's a, I think the nature of the perfect thumbnail, I think originally posited by Hegel, there has to be a dialectical element to the PNG file. So you have to have at least the
tripartite nature of the SEO requires you to hit that bell, fam. Okay.
Right. Exactly. So I think you need your thesis in the face of Adam. You need your antithesis in the face of maybe us, both of us on the other side, like smiling wickedly, or
sure.
Yeah.
Or, I think maybe it's like I'm shocked and horrified. Merlin is shocked and delighted.
Oh, maybe I'm laughing real hard. Like
yeah, you're laughing real hard, and then Scott just kind of. Doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, or maybe just mouth agape, just catching some breaths while you guys react.
Like somebody just hit you with a sock full of pennies and sheared your toe off.
Yeah, just sort of dumbfounded by the size of the turkey leg.
It is funny, and I think I'm probably not immune to it. I bet there are things where, for one reason or another, I decide to watch or not watch based on that. But for some reason, when I see a particularly wild one, I think to myself, I'll bet. Okay, for example, like what is the deal with the rapid cuts where you cut everything out of the video that's not you talking, and then it jumps around a little bit. And jump cut's not the term for it, but like it's a thing people do now.
The Zay
and
Frank. It wasn't that Zay Frank that kind of pioneered that style.
But he did it at about 1/5 the frequency of today, where now it's gotten so crazy because people are so easily bored, I guess, is that you get, so it's a combination of cutting out everything that's not me talking right now, and also various amounts, I guess they shoot at bigger than they're going to broadcast at, and then they can like zoom in and out, and it's completely insane. But there's a name for that. But there's also got to be a name for what you're doing with that thumbnail. And when you're looking at the turkey leg with that particular expression, it's often a woman and she's aghast at the turkey leg. There's probably a seminar that people take where they teach you that and it has a name, is my guess.
Yeah. I'm sure it's got, it's a goosing. You're goosing something.
You're goosing
attention.
It's got to be something thummy.
Goose-nailing.
I think if there were like a talk at a convention, it would be something thummy. Like, let's get thummy. Let's... Put a thumb in it.
You get a thummy ache.
Put a thumb in it. I like that. That's good. You know,
get your thumb out of your act.
As you guys speak about your experiences with videos, it's funny. Mine is different. I will end up, and I think this is because I'm almost certainly the only person of the three of us who spends any time at all on Facebook. I'll get sucked into Facebook's video algorithm, which is essentially a constant feed of videos that become darker and darker and more indicative that the world is about to end. But at the same time, those videos often tend to be extremely long depictions of almost nothing, the something of which happens at the very end. You're compelled to watch the video because of the subtitles. Like, there will be a picture of a river, and then there will be subtitles like, and ominous music, and it'll say, "No one saw karma this big on its way down the river until she," and these subtitles are happening over minutes. I've watched a video of like a river for 7 minutes, just a river flowing with this constant buildup of subtitle until just like a cow floats down the river at the end and a gong plays.
Is it Louis Bunuel? Are you on Louis Bunuel's account? That's really confusing.
If you'll permit me this analogy, I think that, you know, like McLuhan's thing of hot and cool media, I think that if we were to, like, an analogy, and you know, be the, like, TV was a cool medium because you could sort of like turn it on and disengage, as opposed to movies being a hot medium because you're sitting there staring at the screen. I think that YouTube, you go and you serve yourself, right, like a buffet, whereas Facebook, you just sit in your comfy chair with a tube in your mouth and you basically don't look away.
Yeah, right? That is what it is.
It's
that
a, good,
is
a video, it. Kind of a video feedback.
Right. Yeah. I spent a good, I don't know, 2 years after the election in 2016 on Facebook just trying to look for answers until I took the tube out of my mouth.
You're doing the research.
Like a magician.
The truth. Yeah. What's your reason?
It's really in there, isn't it?
Why do you do that?
Well, the way they call doom scrolling, when you keep looking at the pages. We don't really have pages anymore because everything scrolls. Looking at you, Tumblr. But I guess you're doom viewing, I guess. It keeps going. So they say that happens with YouTube, where it leads you into deeper and darker things. I don't know quite what it is. I got to be honest with you guys. This is, admittedly, we are new to this, this YouTube racket, and we're not doing very well at it. In pretty much any way, there are metrics. Well, the problem is that there are metrics for all the ways in which we're failing, and there should be metrics for many of the ways in which we're also failing. But that's going to be on us to figure that out. Maybe at some point, so there's a couple ways we could go here. We could really just stop because like 800 people are watching this, a month, or we pivot to helping people.
Yeah.
And maybe because that's the thing. I mean, like, for example, yesterday, I wanted to look up, what are the new features in iOS iOS 14 beta 5? And of course, you land on all the shovel blogs, and it's just paragraphs and paragraphs of nothing telling you that they talked about this thing before. And I think that's kind of what you're describing here, Scott. I don't think it has to be good. I think it just needs to have a river and a subtitle. And then like a lady or Adam, let's be honest, looking at a turkey leg, in a sexy way. Maybe there's a foot. Maybe there's a foot in it too. Whether it has a wire in it, I don't know. Kanye West, I don't know. But, people will watch almost anything. But you get that. You make sure you don't worry about that bell. Hit autoplay. And we're going to take you deeper and deeper and deeper into the Cal Rivers.
Can we define what success means to us? Because I do not pay attention to the numbers. And you have, sort of visibility into all that, Merlin. I would have assumed, not knowing how these things work, I had assumed that our view count or our subscriber number was like somewhere in the high six figures to a million.
Right, right. That's, I think, intuitively. I do have some research I got back with some of the reflections on our Q numbers, if that would be helpful at all. Okay. A lot of these numbers are just visible. As a YouTube creator, we do get access into a lot of data about not just when, but how you're masturbating, times of day, is there ice cream involved? There's a lot of that. We have your entire search history, and we're triangulating that against a lot of stuff. We're bouncing off a satellite. let's see. It says here that no teenager has ever watched this, anything we've done or heard of it. Very few people who used to be teenagers have seen it either, that's an upsetting number.
Surprise.
They call that a leading economic indicator. It's not a terrific one. People love Scott's fun dad outfits, his retired NSA worker look. I did steal that joke from Scott. And of course, the breakout hit star is still Adam. Star, I mean that even though no one is watching this, people indicate to us based on like flashcards, kind of like a Rorschach test. We hold up a photo of Adam and they go, that's better. Yeah. More of that. I don't know where to even start. I don't even know how to get on the internet anymore.
When you'd watch the Cosby Show and then Rudy would walk in. Thank goodness. Somebody with some screen presence is finally here. Adam is our Rudy.
Well, maybe it's time to bring in a baby. So here's what I know from network TV.
We need Kelvin.
We need an older gentleman to come in and be sort of the schlub. Oh, we could use. Okay, listen, that is actually a genius move. So if you remember Kelvin from the Cosby Show, his role. Do you remember Kelvin, Merlin?
Now tell me who Kelvin was. I'm thinking I'm old enough to think of, obviously, default to Cousin Oliver. Or like the way on Family Matters, as each of the once adorable children became more of a grotesquerie, they had to introduce more and in greater numbers. They were getting six-packs, septuplets of babies.
Think of it. Okay, one could think of the Kelvin as maybe to some extent the Newman in Seinfeld.
Oh, he's not the wise black man? He's more like a wacky neighbor?
Yeah, who's the downer? It's the downer neighbor. Who's the downer neighbor from the Jeffersons? He'd knock on
Mr.
the door
Bentley?
And... Oh, was it Mr. Yeah. Bentley? It's the person who shows up and reminds you that no matter how kind you are, you still have room in your heart to be a bully. It's like if a Canadian showed up.
Okay, so kind of you bring in like your neighborhood karma suck. Like right now my family's been watching Law and Order, the original series, which was real good. I used to love watching that. The district attorney on there is a guy named, believe it or not, Adam Schiff.
He's the guy that Jack McCoy has to go talk to, and put on your big boy pants and sit down because you're not going to win this one. And he's so clinically depressed. Like, every time you go to talk to him, I don't know how he still has the job. He's obviously sleeping under his desk and probably drinking a little too much in the afternoon. Could it be somebody like that? Could it be somebody who comes in, not strictly a Debbie Downer or a Mr. Bentley, but somebody who comes in and really changes the barometric pressure of the room? Mr. Fahrenheit. They call him Mr. Fahrenheit.
Oh, Mr. Fahrenheit. Oh,
that's such a Fahrenheit.
Mr. Fahrenheit's here with our YouTube numbers.
Well, guys, it's not looking great.
Oh, he's also helpful uncle. Yes.
I think he's the guy who comes in to help us, figure out how to raise our numbers, but in fact is just a massive downer who we all hate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I have some business to take care of. He's got to correct the record. I mentioned a character who I apparently made up. The actual character is called Elvin Thibodeau.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny, because you said show. Kelvin, and I just went with it.
I didn't I know. You said Kelvin. I said Fahrenheit. What is happening?
Did
we
Mr.
just go
Fahrenheit.
Viral amongst ourselves? I think we just went viral. Is that how you say it, viral?
He's the guy that was working at a Trader Joe's recently and got shamed by somebody.
Please, don't say that.
Yes, then, yes, yeah. Yes. And now, and I want to say got a fairly decent role afterwards. I've seen him since, and
right.
He's great. He's a very pleasant man. In that show, he plays the straight goober. Who
right.
shows
he's
up
real
and
nice,
you know he's
nice yeah. boyfriend of the Lisa Bonet character, I think maybe. I get shit wrong on this show, I'm realizing.
Yeah, me too.
I said Elmer Fudd last week instead of Porky Pig, and I regret the error, and boy did we receive letters.
Oh. Although that could be a way. Okay, here's an idea.
You're saying we draw a foul, like we deliberately start getting things wrong so more people
what
will watch
if
and correct
we,
us.
Oh. What if we just really went deep into pop culture and every other name was slightly mispronounced?
Okay.
Would that not just, or if, you know, we're talking about, we start talking about Star Trek.
Yeah.
And you know.
Star Trek, we make the Star Trek Star Wars error. We call the Archer from Lord of the Rings Legoland. Like all these different things that you know are just gonna like, and you imply a 16th Doctor on Doctor Who. And,
at
you know,
once, what if you did all of those mistakes at once? It'd be like a CERN-sized particle reaction of
the large hadron error machine. Yeah.
Oh
that people would hate that. That's really good. Well, think
Lego
about this.
Land.
People hate watch. Hate watching is a thing. And
sure.
If we became the pop culture, we're gonna be like the nerd den, or like the den of thieves, or the river, the ship of Theseian. Like
oh,
get everything
like
wrong. We do it all
yeah.
wrong, and then people will come. And they're gonna be so angry. They'll definitely hit that bell for sure.
Right.
Errors. Okay. Oh, yep. You know, if we do decide to go into medicine, maybe we get a little of that wrong too. You know, maybe we show you how to use pliers to put a pin into your toe. and when we say a pin, it's because I'm from Tennessee and I really mean pen. And then you get that, and you get this going, and then we'll say, "Hey guys, how's it going?" Chime in down in comments.
Oh, fuck!
What is the?
You won't believe what happens next.
What is the legal liability for a how-to video? Where you know, what if they were like, "Well, you want to make sure that you take the positive pole from car one's battery and you attach it to the negative pole of car two's battery?" I think that's wrong, right? That's wrong.
No, it's any port in a safe harbor. It was a law passed in 1999 alongside the CDMCA HIPAA, and
okay.
What that means is that if you are whether you're on a ship or not. If you are just a reader app, you don't have to pay the straight 30% fee, unless your Bitcoin have only been enabled through the Ethereum.
Layer. Oh, I love laws.
Yeah, well, that's all part of that. That's part of the law. The law stack is the thing you learn a lot when you're a 1L or an L1. I don't really remember, but well, legal advice, medical advice, Doctor Who, Legoland. Boy, we can have experts on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People with PhDs who insist on being called doctor. Just are you a medical doctor? Define medical.
What could we get so much stuff wrong that we accidentally take down YouTube? because YouTube is doing a lot of damage. I don't know if this is a good idea.
We expose them. Yeah, no, but we're just following along that idea that even a stop clock is wrong seven times a day, is that eventually we have legal exposure for them, and then people are going to see what all the fuss was. They come to our place, and then we steal all the Bitcoins from their toes. We could do that.
Yeah.
Milk Bitcoin. Oh. Bitcoin. We could talk about Bitcoin. So, you know what? We could do wait a minute. Vox. We become Vox, and we decide we're the ones who are in a special position to do explainers, and we're going to explain. Hey guys, y'all, we need to talk today about tow wires or like whatever. And we do explainer videos and there's jittery like graphics in the background. Holy shit. You know what? This is not a video. This is not a channel. This is an empire. This is an empire of errors that I think we are uniquely situated to exploit.
The anger that we would foment. I haven't fomented anything in so long. I'm so excited because I've truly never been good at doing anything with my hands. Like I can't fix things. I'm bad at making things. I'm perfect for this. I'll build you a birdhouse that doesn't work.
You could teach juggling or fushigi. Doesn't fucking matter. First of all, no one should juggle. Stop doing that. But now Scott is here. Your hands are covered with bandages.
Sure.
And I don't know, and, you know, you're throwing knives and shit up in the air. You could totally do that. Or, you know, we have crossbirds, which is when we get the wrong kind of expert for something. So maybe
crossbirds.
Crossbirds means we bring in somebody who is a semi-professional juggler.
Right.
Right. To give you advice about your divorce.
Crossbirds.
Well, I guess, thank you. Thank you for the call. I guess I would say just, you know, sign whatever they give you.
Bring three pens.
Blue ink or it's not legal.
Doesn't count.
Oh.
That's how they get you. Oh,
do
also, if you
research.
Spell your name wrong on a legal document, they have to pay your court fees. A lot of people don't know that. Thank you, Doc. Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
That's true. Everyone I meet, I ask if they're a police officer. First thing.
Oh, absolutely. You got to smell their dick. Yeah. Yeah. I think that could work. And I mean, cause let's be honest, I don't want to get us in trouble here, but you know, there is a lot of pretty wild stuff out there right now, on the Facebooks and the YouTubes. And, I think a lot of it might not be 100% accurate and correct, you know? So in that way we are playing catch up, but in another way, I feel like we're playing mustard. We're the ones who are going to be moving the ball forward, even though we don't understand sports or YouTube. Enragement through engagement. It's guestbirds. What is it called?
Guestbirds? Crossbirds.
Crossbirds. Crossbird. Hi, I'm Jesper Crossbird.
I like guestbird.
Wait, that's already used on another show.
Oh, okay.
We could even spin this off into a podcast. A lot of money in that.
This is not a bit. This is just me talking about a funny bit that I saw once on YouTube. But have you guys seen this thing, which is a guy, the video is something like it's like a life hack to how to peel an orange. And it's just this guy and he's like, hey guys, I'm going to show you how to peel an orange. This is the method I use every single time. And then he just slowly kind of like takes little pieces off of the orange peel off of the orange. The fucking best thing I've ever seen.
Like in a way that like a regular person would take the...
Yeah, just like a little piece. Oops, that wasn't a piece. You put it in. It's like,
there is a lot of that, but like we joke, but I can't tell you how often. I mean, several times a week, I've just learned to let go and let God because I don't know how to do shit. And like, if I do need to do something, like the thing I was having a laugh about earlier was that our ice machine wasn't working. I was trying to diagnose what it was, and I was able to figure out if you take the cover off, there's a little cog, and if one of the teeth is missing from the cog, you got to get a different cog, and then you put it on. It's actually shockingly easy, but I would have no way to know how to do that unless I was just Googling all that stuff. What if we got incredibly specific with our incorrect advice? You know what I mean? Like if we really drill, well, I don't know. I mean, well, I don't know if that'll play as big, but like we could, there are ways, we could also do custom content like porn people do. Like we could do special things. We could bring in somebody that you particularly don't like to come in and give bad advice about something they don't understand.
That's what I was going to ask. When you were looking at the variety of videos that were available to show you how to swap a cog, was one of them how to do it with your feet?
I did see one about how to eat a banana like a chimp with your feet.
Yeah, so, you know, that's another way to capitalize on the value of these videos.
We're just connecting wires, man. That's, anything could be anything. Nobody fucking cares anymore. Nobody takes anything seriously. It's a huge, I don't know how people make money on YouTube either. We could get a sponsorship. We could get some underwriting. We could have maybe a company that makes whale shirts for aging dads. But like somebody who would be able to say, that's a product placement I can get behind. Now let's listen to these sounds.
Oh. Do whales sponsor things?
Do whales sponsor? Well, I mean, I think that by definition, if you're a whale, you got a lot of money. That's a Las Vegas thing, right?
Sports betting
will sponsor us, and we will give you tips on how to bet sports.
Oh, I
because
love that.
Well, we are maybe... all huge fans of sports. Hey, this is my pick of the week. Hey, guys, kickoff Johnny with you here. It's gonna be a big weekend, curling. And darts, lots of darts betting. We'll give you big tips.
Every week, Mr. Fahrenheit shows up with a sheaf of the latest big games that are going to be played.
Okay.
And then he gets our take on the odds of all the games and what people should bet. And then also we fix something for him with our feet.
Okay. Can there be an easel?
Why do we need an easel?
Oh, I don't know. How else are you going to put up the big paper that Ms. Fahrenheit's bringing in? Or was it very large paper, or is it just the tips that are big? Just the tips? Okay, you go and you hire the X-Men to come out and fix something for you, right? Or like mow your lawn or whatever. You know, do you want to have like seven Wolverines, bub? No, you're also going to want a Rogue, and you're going to want a Storm, and you're going to want, these are all names of cartoon characters, Scott. You want a team, you want a super team that can do different things. You want, you know, maybe bring in Aquaman, one of the beloved Marvel villains.
Right, okay.
But anyway, and that's your super
team. You could
team.
Be wrong, and I have no idea.
Well, that's the point.
That's what I love about
things. Let's take it to the crossbar. Fahrenheit, thank you for coming in. Those are big tips, sir. Big, big tips.
What if we do a podcast? What if we put this out and we title it something like Seven Tips to Making the Most Viewed Podcast? It doesn't have to be true.
Well, I think it kind of is true.
Sure.
I mean,
Well, how many tips did we do?
What if we just started putting graphics up on screen? Adam, when you and your people put this, could you start adding a lot of random observations and arrows and things like that? And I think it'll all come together now. And we'll say, well, it must have worked because you're still here. Right? And now go and do likewise.
Freeze frame. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been You Look Nice Today.
Kenneth from the King.
Thank you.
I've upgraded the size of my glass.
You went beaker.